Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. It's okay to let things go if they're not working for you right now, or if they're just not the right thing at the time. Hear this music? This is the music I use as a theme song for the Power 5 podcast. Have you heard a Power 5 podcast episode recently? No. Why? Because I paused the project. It wasn't serving my purposes at the time. I might bring it back. I like the music. I like the logo we have. The cover art's fantastic. But it wasn't doing what I needed it to do at the time, so I put it on the shelf. My time is standardized, right? 1 minute is 1 minute. But the value of that time depends on what I do with it. What is the highest value activity for that time? We'll get caught in something similar to the sunk cost fallacy. Oh, I don't want to be someone who gives up on things. I don't want to do half-finished things. I need to stick with it. I need to see it through. Sure, sometimes you do. You're planning a summit. It's not coming together. You should probably see it through, right? You got people lined up. You got people promoting. Make sure that work, something goes into it. But if you're putting together a podcast and no one's listening to it and there's no interest, well, maybe it's time to put that one on the shelf. Maybe it's time to pause it. Maybe you'll bring it back later. Maybe you won't. You put out a product, nobody buys it. You don't have to keep promoting it. Nobody bought it. Nobody wants it. Maybe you'll get back to it later. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll learn some things from it and go on to the next thing. Do not be afraid to put on the shelf, to put out to pasture, something that is not serving you, because you have a limited amount of time, a limited amount of energy, a limited amount of resources to dedicate to the things you are doing. Guard that time, guard that energy, and only put it to the projects, the people, the priorities, the activities that are the greatest use of your time. I talked before about outsourcing or avoiding anything you can that's not in your greatness. Hiring a cleaning person, hiring someone to mow your lawn, unless you're like me and mowing your lawn is part of your cardio exercise. But other than that, find some way to outsource anything that is not your highest and best use of your time. You only have so much time, so make sure you're using it in the most valuable way. And if that means dropping a project, that's okay. If that means dropping a relationship, that's okay. You need to work in the highest and best use of your time because you have greatness and you need to be focusing on that. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with the push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.